Hey everyone, this is the Sparks Team Anzuil Dealer Training Call. It's Monday, September 22nd, 2014. Tonight we're going to talk about Robert Kiyosaki and why you should be interested in what he teaches, preaches, and does. If you're not subscribed to the Anzuil Dealer Training website, it's free for anyone and any dealer in our group. This means any dealer that's personally sponsored by us. Or any dealers, including direct jobbers and their sponsored dealers. So if you're listening to this and you're in the Sparks downline, as they say, somewhere, feel free to gain exclusive access to the training pages in the dealer website. And the way to do that is you contact me, and I basically set you up a login and password. And you can go in there and have access to custom documents that I've made, as well as a 10-step getting started page you can use, and some other materials we're going to be adding in the future. So just get in touch with me, send me an email, or contact me through the dealer training website. There's a contact button on there, and I'll be glad to set that up for you. If you're just new to Anzuil or new to our team, feel free to get the access to those pages. So tonight we're going to talk about Robert Kiyosaki, and what I wanted to do is just come up with a few ideas that may help you and may get you interested on some of the things that I really enjoyed learning about, and I'm still learning about some of the philosophy and things that he teaches. I really like his ideas on wealth creation, business development, and his philosophy of business. Basically different areas that he teaches. He's big time into real estate, but he also is a real big promoter of network marketing. Is a great place to get started. And of course, Anzuil is a network marketing business. It's actually a network marketing business with a twist, I think. It's a little different than most any other company I've ever seen out there. But it still is. We sponsor people and help them get started and build business that way. So the first book that I read was Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and that was back in about 2002, 2003, just getting started as an Anzuil dealer and started reading different books on, success and business and stuff like that, and that's one of the highest recommended books. I think that book's been around for over 20 years now, and really kind of hit home on the idea of being an entrepreneur, using your own resources and your own talents to be successful. And it kind of went, it's told in a story format that Robert Kiyosaki uses a story about his own life when he was younger and growing up, and he had a rich dad, which is his. Well, he had a friend that was had a dad that was rich, and then he had his own dad who was an educated college professor or something like that, and kind of went through life talking about the differences of philosophy and the difference of success and stuff like that. So it was really kind of a good. It's an easy reading book, and I think you'd enjoy it if you haven't read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And if you have read it, maybe rereading it to jumpstart yourself again. Robert also talks a little bit about network marketing and being a proponent of MLM. He's got a nice audio and video presentation called The Business of the 21st Century. And I've used this as a tool to introduce others to the idea of Anzuil and owning their own business. And actually tonight I've got a little, it's about a 3 or 4 minute clip that I pulled off the internet that I think kind of explains maybe some of his philosophy, and I'm going to play that right now for you, and I hope you enjoy it. So it's called What is Network Marketing and Why You Should Be Doing It. Here, let me see, play.
Welcome to Robert Kiyosaki's The Business of the 21st Century. Robert Kiyosaki is recognized internationally as one of today's leading financial experts. The author of the best-selling Rich Dad, Poor Dad, his books have been translated into 51 languages in 109 countries and sold more than 28 million copies worldwide. Robert has spent his life educating people on how to attain financial freedom. Now, through this special video presentation, he explains why network marketing is indeed the business of the 21st century and how you can take advantage of its opportunities to create the life you desire.
In this section, I want to talk to you about a different kind of quadrant. Years ago, I found out there was four kinds of people in the world. You know, one type are people who must be right. These people know all the right answers. They went to school. They know everything. You can't tell them anything. This is not a good business for them because their minds are too set. Another kind of person is a person who must be comfortable. You know, the house could be on fire, but they're still watching TV, eating a hot dog, watching what's going on in the world. These people are toast because the world economy is not coming back. The world economy has moved on. And people who need to be comfortable will probably be left behind. So the people who need to be comfortable, you probably shouldn't talk to them because you only make them uncomfortable. And they're probably not going to make the move because number one priority is being comfortable. Another kind of person is a person who must be liked. You know, they want to please everybody. This is probably not the business for them either, you know, because they want somebody else's approval. They want to be the good little boy or girl saying, I did the right thing, didn't I? You like me, don't you? And so they'll probably not be successful in the 21st century because they'll probably want to be liked, but people have to be right. And people want to be comfortable. All right, good, be comfortable. All right, you're very right. You know, that's probably being liked. But the business for the people of the 21st century are people who must win. And that's where I am at. One of the best things I was taught in the Marine Corps and at military school is not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you stand up. When somebody knocks you back, what do? Oh, you hurt my feelings. You'll probably not be successful. The world will probably pass you by. Because as I said, the world economy is moved on. It's not coming back. So winners will win, but winning takes sacrifice. Success takes sacrifice. And these are the people who will do best in business of the 21st century. So when you're talking to people, you know, about this business, you have to look at them and ask yourself, is this person really just going to be liked and they'll tell you what you want to hear? Or they're going to argue with you because they know all the right answers, or they're going to get very upset with you for disturbing them. So what you're looking for in the network marketing business are people who want to win, people who know the economy has moved on. You'll find every race, gender, age, and background in network marketing. But what they really want to do is they want to win. It really is a true playing field in the world, but not for these people. These people will be left behind. Network marketing is what people want to win because network marketing is the business model of the future. If you want the government to take care of you, then just keep doing what you want to do. It is possible for everyone to win, but the problem is you've got to commit to it. You've got to say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to dedicate 5 years of my life. You want to look at the leaders and say, those are the people I want to be like. Those are the kinds of people I want to hang out with. That's what you got to say to yourself. And I want to help other people do what I want to do and win in life. And that's why I support network marketing, because it really is the business for the 21st century.
All right, folks. Appreciate you listening to that. I hope it was kind of brought up some points that I wanted to go over real quick, and that's why I thought it was good. We seemingly go out here and we try to get others to get involved with us or AMSOL business and talk to them about our products and everything. And I know we talked in the last couple of weeks about providing value and everything, but the people that have to be right all the time, they've got their blinders on. Their mind isn't open to learning something new or understanding something that's different than what they've been doing. So those people just they're not going to get it right off the bat. They're, you know, will they ever come around? Who knows? But the people that have to be right all the time, that are always argumentative, always trying to put you down or whatever, those aren't the people that you really want to work with, because it's going to be very difficult to work with them. The comfortable people, it's there's a lot of people that are comfortable. They like going to work on Monday, and they like coming home on Friday. They like watching the football game. They like watching all the TV shows they watch every night when they come home. They're not interested. They haven't felt the pain of being. I don't even know how to explain it, but the people that are comfortable, they're really hard to get them motivated to see something. People that are hungry, that's the people you want to find. People that are comfortable, fat and happy, probably not good choices with our business, because you have to be disciplined. You have to want to take the initiative, and you have to be uncomfortable. If you got some shoes that are too small, you want to get those shoes off as fast as possible. We got shoes that are comfortable, and you never take them off. So the light thing that Robert was talking about, people that have to be liked, those are the people that are scared of their own shadow. If their friends and all the people that they associate with talk bad about, oh, you're doing this or that, or they're doing something different. I've been doing something different my whole life, so I don't care if people like me or not. I have a lot of people that do, I think, like me, but I don't have to be liked. I have to, what I want to do is help people, provide value, and that helps me. So the people that have to be liked, again, like you said, they're not going to do this business. The first person that said, is this one of those pyramid things? They're going to run and hide as far as they can run. They have to be liked, and they don't want somebody to think otherwise of them. Of course, the winners, that's what we all want to be, and that's what we want to attract as winners. So if we think of ourselves as a winner, if we associate with people that want to win, that are hungry, that want to develop a business like AMSOIL, everyone will be successful. So my 4 points of this is surround yourself with winners. Be prepared to be in this for the long haul. This is not a get-rich-quick business, but you can, over time, be very successful. 3 to 5 years to really have any kind of lasting success is really what it takes. So you got to be, just like any business, the first couple years are hard. And some of these are franchises where you put a quarter of a million or $500,000 down, and you might not make any money. You might not recoup that investment for 5 or 10 years. Of course, you might be able to get a little salary from it, but your investment, that original quarter of a million or $500,000, it might take you a long time to recoup your investment. Your $30 AMSOIL fee that you paid, really one catalog customer could get that back, or one retail or commercial account. And you're making money, and I really suggest people that start their business to start it in the black and keep it in the black. That means you're getting customers that are buying products on a regular basis. You don't have to go spend thousands and thousands of dollars to find a few customers. And the third thing is be open-minded for new ways of earning money, becoming wealthy, and having a successful life. And open-minded means you're going to educate yourself. You're going to read books, and you're going to listen to tapes and go to training events and learn about our company and learn about AMSOIL and read trade publications like Lubes and Greases. So keep yourself open-minded and always be learning. And last, quitters never win and winners never quit. So that goes without saying that you really can't lose at this business. The only way to lose is really don't do. The only two ways to lose is do nothing at all or quit. And I think that's 100% true. And the people that are not successful really haven't applied themselves. So the Rich Dad Poor Dad subtitle is What the Rich Teach Their Kids About Money and What the Poor Don't. And I think that kind of says it all for the book. Again, if you haven't read it, it's a very good, easy read. It's not that long. You probably read it in one sitting, or if you're a slow reader like me, maybe over the course of 3 or 4 nights for an hour or so, you can have that book read. And the key is education, though, that it can tell you that there's never been more opportunity, especially with AMSOIL out there. There's never been more opportunity. We're getting calls. People are finding they're looking for the products. And there's more opportunity than any one person could ever get. But the key is education, and not the education they teach in classrooms, but it's the financial and business education that comes from exploring and doing and reading and connecting with other like-minded people. That's the education that makes us successful as AMSOIL dealers. Again, the Rich Dad book, and the Rich Dad has a series of books that can help you teach about money. They're written really, they're not very techy or anything like that. It's stuff that anybody can do. And I actually have a copy of the book, and I would be willing to send anyone listening to this tonight a copy. I downloaded it in PDF. It was available from Robert Kiyosaki, so I got it. He's clicked on a thing, and I got it for free in PDF. So if you want to read the book for free, contact me tonight or anytime you're listening to this, it may be on the recording. You can do that through email, or you can contact me on www.accountdirect.lube-direct.com and just click contact me and say I want to read the Robert Kiyosaki Rich Dad book, and I'll be glad to send it to you. Of course, becoming an AMSOIL dealer is such a good entrepreneurial decision because it's very forgiving. You think, again, talking about a franchise or any other type of business, you've got a huge amount of capital of your money that you have to put out in order to even get started. With AMSOIL, you have very little, and this allows you to learn from your business decisions and apply a different course without going broke. So, we're going to have mistakes along the way, and hopefully those mistakes that we make aren't such financial decisions that put us in the poorhouse. Of course, Robert Kiyosaki in the book Rich Dad Poor Dad talks about his father purchasing a Never Lose franchise and losing most of his retirement from that because he lost. He didn't have a business mindset and wasn't ready to be an entrepreneur. And with our business and AMSOIL, it allows you to learn the right business skills that will help you. Become successful, and I call it earn while you learn business. AMSOIL is a earn while you learn. Go out there, make some sales, learn some stuff, keep learning, and those things are going to just compound, and it gets easier as time goes by whatnot. So if you also have time, the next thing I want to talk about is the time to work at your business. If you go out and buy a franchise, you're expected to work. Many people that have businesses or they start a business, they're out there working 80 or 90 hours a week at that. Well, with AMSOIL, you can work it part-time. You don't have to quit your day job in order to take advantage of the AMSOIL business. And this is, many people in the United States are addicted to the employee mindset. They're addicted to this. I need to have this check every single week so I can, I get my $1,000 a week and my budget is from there. I got a car payment. I got the house payment, the light bill, however much money they're bringing in, and all that money just goes right back out. If you're an AMSOIL type of business or you're a business owner, your check fluctuates by month to month. Some months it might be a really big check. Some months it might be less. And over time, as it grows, your check gets bigger and bigger. Of course, you learn to manage your finances correctly. That's another aspect of having the AMSOIL business, that you learn that, I know in the wintertime my AMSOIL check, goes down a little bit because I don't have as many motorcycles and power sports and all this stuff. And, of course, I need to go out and get more commercial or retail on the shelf going maybe for that, or installers or something like that. But anyhow. That gives you that time to build your business up and get used to being an entrepreneur. And once somebody learns these skills of being an entrepreneur and learning how to budget and time management, cash flow, investment, taxes, you'll be basically unemployable like I am. I just could not go back to an employee mindset. It's very difficult. I'd almost rather be put in jail. Well, not really, but it would be like being put in jail. So anyhow, I'm going to read down a couple of the Rich Dad books. One is called The Cashflow Quadrant, Rich Dad's Guide to Financial Freedom. Of course, The Business of the 21st Century, and there's also an audio and video of that as well. Rich Dad's Guide to Investing, Retire Young, Retire Rich, How to Get Rich Quickly and Stay Rich Forever, Unfair Advantage, The Power of Financial Education, The Real Book of Real Estate, Real Experts, Real Stories in Real Life, Why A Students Work for C Students and Why B Students Work for the Government. Now, that's kind of, and I haven't read that one, but it's kind of an interesting title, to say the least. Rich Dad's Increase Your Financial IQ, Get Smarter with Your Money, ABCs of Real Estate Investing. And the book that I'm currently reading is called Tax-Free Wealth, How to Build Massive Wealth Permanently by Lowering Your Taxes. And this is actually written by one of the Rich Dad advisors, Tom Wheelwright, who is a CPA of Robert Kiyosaki. And I heard about him on a finance call that I was listening to, or a podcast, and I thought, well, that sounds like an interesting book. Let me get that. And it really has been an eye-opening. I know we've had several tax people on here, but this was written really to help people take even the next level of tax advice. And actually about two books, I gave one to my CPA so that she could help me integrate some of these things in there. But anyhow, but being an AMSL dealer, you're already on the right step for helping yourself create tax-free environment to be successful in your business. Taking advantage of all the programs that you have can even help you get there faster. And Tom Wheelwright puts it in his book, the tax code wasn't written for the rich. It was written for everyone. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, you know, nationality, whatever happened, it's written for everyone. It's those that, who don't take advantage of it, what was written, are the ones that are losing. And he calls them stupid people, because if you're not taking advantage of it, you're stupid. I know that might be a little bit too harsh for me. The last thing I want to stress about being successful is surrounding yourself with positive, like-minded people that want to see you have more success. You see in multi-level marketing or network marketing or AMSOIL, everyone is here to help you and celebrate your success. Unlike virtually any other job out there where your bosses just want you to do your job, but if you do it too well, now you're threatening them on their job. We want to see you succeed in AMSOIL. AMSOIL wants you to succeed so that more products are sold, the company gets bigger, more name recognition. So we all want to see everyone succeed. That's the beauty of our business. Robert talks about this. He says, folks on the corporate ladder is a bunch of big butts climbing the ladder, and the only way to get past one is for them to fall off the ladder, which means get fired or die. Who wants to be on the corporate ladder? It just doesn't sound very fun. And with AMSOIL, of course, we want you to succeed, and your success is our success. And that's about all I have for tonight. With the book suggestions and some personal finance education, I think you can win at anything that you put your mind to, and so forth. But I'm going to have anybody have any questions? I've got the line open. Anybody got a question or comment? Anybody read any Robert Kiyosaki stuff?
Yeah, Mike, Dave. I read a couple of his books. Good stuff all the way around. Probably should go back and revisit the books again. But I did want to say that you talked about a lot of new people. When people come into the business, how difficult it can be at first. And I just want to encourage all the newer people, if they're on the call tonight, that, you know, remember that your upline and your team is there to help you. You're gonna have a lot of frustrations at first. And if you let some of that beat you down, you know, sometimes it can hold you back, or sometimes you might start rethinking why you're doing things or why you even got into this business. So stop thinking that. Start, you know, communicating with your upline. Start getting some people to help you out. you know, if we can't get some help for you, maybe somebody else on the team can, and they get it past you so you can continue to move forward.
Yeah, well, thanks, Dave, and that's 100% true. And I always say, you know, I said the people that call me the most make the most money, because it really is true. It's very hard at the very beginning because you don't know anything about AMSL. You don't really know a lot about business. You're afraid you're going to say the wrong thing. And that encouragement, especially in the early years of building your business, and if you're really active and you're willing to take some hits on the noggin to learn this business, and you're going to make mistakes. Everybody does. You say the wrong thing, or it just happens. So in the early years, talking with your sponsor and talking with your upline, getting training. AMSL has some great help at the home office with the regional sales managers and the tech service department. You can call a tech service department 50 times a day. They won't tell you to quit calling. They'll just help you answer your questions and put you on your merry way. So appreciate that, Dave. Anybody else got any comments? So I want to talk about Rich Dad becoming rich.
Yeah, hey, Michael.
Yeah.
John Bontempi. I've read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I read it probably like you about 10 years ago, and Cash Flow Quadrant. Kiyosaki also has a board game out called Cash Flow, and it's a great way to teach your family about how what things are important. You know, like you're playing a game, and all of a sudden you get a boat. Wow, I got a boat. But now you got to finance the boat, and you got to pay for the boat and all that stuff, while the guy who doesn't have a boat is putting his money into other things that are worthwhile, you know. So it's a pretty cool game, and if it's out there, it's good. Cash Flow Quadrant was excellent, great book, and I've been a big believer in Kiyosaki for a lot of years. So that's all.
Awesome. Thanks, John. It's good stuff. Okay, we're at 7:29 here. I'll take one last comment or question or anything, and if not, we'll let the call go for the night. All right, folks. Appreciate everybody getting on tonight. I hope this is a good call for you. Go out there and explore Robert Kiyosaki. A lot of his stuff's on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and type in Robert Kiyosaki. You see all of his books and everything. Really been a big proponent of the Kindle. I've always been against Kindle or using their Kindle app. I use it on an iPad. But one cool thing that they have now is you can share books with people. In the past, I've loaned books out, and unlike the library, I don't charge a fee to when they're late or don't come back. And it seems like my books are dwindling. But with the Kindle, it goes out for 2 weeks, and it automatically comes back, so I can reloan it out to somebody. So I'm going to be loaning out some books here in the future. But with that, I hope everybody has a great night. Appreciate you getting on. Good night.
Good night, Mike.
Michael.
Good night, Michael.